drive with more pleasure. Save for good measure with Texaco.
American drivers might be feeling nostalgic for the days when gasoline cost 25 cents a gallon, or more precisely, $24.9, now that gas is topping $2 a gallon.
I just spent $75 to put 36 gallons into my 92 Chevy Suburban. Thank goodness it didn't get up past 75. I think that would have been grounds for divorce.
That's Vince Salas, a communication consultant, filling up in Austin, Texas earlier this week. As gasoline prices rise, oil refineries are earning record profits, but at the same time, they're fretting about environmental regulations. NPR's John Burnett visited a refining plant in Corpus Christi, Texas, to find out why.
So we're 280 feet up in the air, standing on a deck beside a catalytic cracking unit in the Valero refinery. And as far as the eye can see, there are pipes and tanks and towers and pipes and tanks and towers.
In fact, it's one of the ugliest views in Texas. But somebody's got to turn crude oil into gasoline, and the sprawling Valero refinery on the Gulf Coast does it at the rate of 230,000 barrels a day. That roar you hear is the refinery running at 99% capacity, flat out. Tight fuel supplies are good for business. Valero's profits shot up 46% in the first quarter. If you've ever driven past a refinery at night, you've probably wondered why they're lit up like Manhattan and belch fire like Mordor. Bobby Broadway, wearing a white hard hat and blue jumpsuit, is the refinery controller.
Well, I can tell you that I've been at this refinery for 30 years, and I do know what goes on inside these fences. And I can tell the driving public out there that there's nothing secret going on in here. This is not Area 51. But when you get right down to it, John, it's a simple process, although complex. You're boiling oil and you're cracking molecules in the presence of catalysts. But there's a tremendous price to pay for that. There's a price of capital equipment, operating expense,
and environmental rules. The nation's 149 refineries have complained for years about what they consider onerous mandates by the EPA, such as the pricey equipment needed to scrub sulfur from gasoline. Broadway grips the handrail as he talks. The violent chemical reaction going on inside the tank makes the whole platform tremble.
The vast majority of our capital expense has gone into upgrades to meet environmental conditions, and we've been doing that for the past 10 years. The vast majority is to allow us to produce the clean burning products that are mandated by the federal government.
Refineries have to walk a fine line. They can't sound too outraged because the public wants cleaner fuels. They reduce smog. But refinery accountants don't like environmental rules because they cut into profits and add to the cost of gasoline. Bob Slaughter is president of the National Petrochemical and Refiners Association.
You know, I still can never understand why people who want to make a very good and appropriate case that environmental regulations are good and have a great impact on the American economy want to disavow the fact that they cost anything. Environmental improvements are not free.
The EPA agrees. U.S. refineries have to spend money to continue lowering the sulfur content in gasoline, just as refineries do in the EU and Japan. And that does have a cost, says Margot Oge, director of the Office of Transportation and Air Quality at the EPA.
The cost, however, is 2 cents to 10 cents per gallon increase of gasoline. And we believe that this pretty minor investment results in huge public health benefits. We have tens of thousands of fewer respiratory cases, tens of thousands of fewer asthma attacks.
Environmental advocates say refiners are taking advantage of the current gas price spike to make an old argument. John Walk is Clean Air Director for the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Oil company executives make arguments that environmental regulations are responsible for their problems every month of the year for the past several decades. But they have full-time lobbyists in Washington that try to weaken environmental regulations in boom times and bust times.
There's much talk these days about the bottleneck at America's refineries. There has not been a new refinery in 21 years. In fact, Valero's Corpus Christi plant was the last one built. Today, refineries are running at an average of 96% capacity to meet the voracious demand. Crude oil supplies are tight, and new clean air rules limit the kind of foreign gasoline the U.S. can import. Congress suddenly wants to find out why refineries are maxed out. At recent hearings, they learned that nobody builds new refineries because they're seldom an attractive investment. Returns are notoriously slim. They learned that communities don't want refineries, so new projects are often doomed by fierce local resistance. And they learned that environmental upgrades reduce the amount of capital that refiners have to expand capacity. To follow the logic of the Bush administration, if these clean air mandates were streamlined, refiners could make more gasoline and pump prices would presumably relax. The president himself said as much in his radio address last weekend.
We have reformed federal regulations to allow badly needed improvements and expansion of the nation's petroleum refineries so that more gasoline can get to the market quickly.
But what if all the attention on refineries is misplaced? Remember, nearly half the price of gasoline goes to crude oil. Taxes account for nearly 30%. The rest is split between distribution, marketing, and refining. Mary Rose Brown is a spokesperson for Valero Energy Corporation of San Antonio, the nation's largest independent refiner.
My segment of the cost of a gallon of gasoline is so slim that it doesn't really impact the public. But the reason we're getting all the attention right now is because crude costs are so high, that pump prices are so high, and now everybody's saying, what's going on?
Everybody wants to point fingers over high gas prices, but the role of refineries is insignificant until there's a disruption in supply, which hasn't happened yet, says Joanne Shore. She's a senior petroleum analyst with the Federal Energy Information Administration.
What I'm trying to help people understand is that, no, the gasoline prices are still going to be high, because even if we had that extra capacity in place today, the very tight petroleum markets beyond the United States are driving prices up.
Earlier this week, in an effort to show the government is doing something about high gas prices, Commerce Secretary Don Evans spoke about refineries. He said the administration is considering streamlining permits that refineries need to expand and simplifying the mandates refineries must follow to produce myriad blends of gasoline. Energy analysts say the refining industry has already invested billions to meet cleaner fuel requirements, and abruptly changing regulations would probably cause even more disruption. John Burnett, NPR News.